Sawal Kiyeja. This is the Safari Quiz Show and I'm your host Vidya. This program is brought to you by Safari Kid, that amazing after-school and preschool program that is kind enough to sponsor the show. Let me tell you a little bit about Safari Kid. If you have a child who's preschool age, then you really do must check out Safari Kid because they have a terrific preschool program. And the place to go and check it out is safarikidca.com. That's safarikidca.com. And if you have a child who's in elementary school, and you must check out the Safari Kid after school program because they have some really exciting enrichment programs that do wonders for the kids, not just subjects like math and science, but also things like chess and drama and debate and public speaking. So there's a lot of good stuff that goes on in the Safari Kid after school program. So I really encourage you to check it out at safarikidca.com. In fact, over the course of this quiz show, we've had many kids from Safari Kid appear on the show. And one thing I've always been struck by them is not their ability or their talent or their smarts or their intelligence, but the confidence. And I think that is something that Safari Kid does really well in bringing out when it comes to young children. So that's a gift that you can really give your child, which is the gift of confidence. So do check out safarikidca.com, and you can see I'm very, very grateful for Safari Kid for having this show. They have 15 locations in the Bay Area, so there is not a chance that there won't be a Safari Kid close to your place. So do check it out. Okay, so before we begin, you can listen to this show in three ways. On the radio on 1550 AM, of course. And many of you are driving and listening to the show that way. But if you're home and don't have easy access to the radio, you can listen to it at radiozindagi.com. They have a live stream that works beautifully. And on the go, there's the Radio Zindagi mobile app, which also has a live stream. And you can listen to it that way as well. That also works really well. This is the first week of the month, so of course it's our second third grader show. We have some really smart, cute kids in the studio, and I'm dying to introduce you to them. But before we do that, I want to make sure that everybody knows the rules of the game. We have three segments of 10 questions each on three different topics. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first attempt. If the question passes and the second person answers the question, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. And if the question comes to you because the first person whose light buzzed here couldn't answer, then you have the option of saying pass. That means I don't know the answer, and that's okay. You don't get penalized for saying pass. But I always encourage kids to guess, because sometimes we know the answer but we don't know that we know, and guessing really helps. Okay, for the kids listening at home, I have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and answer the questions. Our call-in number, as always, is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Before I announce the topics for today, let's go and meet our contestants in the studio. Our first contestant is Shan. Welcome back to the show, Shan. Say hi.
Hi.
So Sean is a returning contestant, and he's been complaining that he didn't get enough of an opportunity to come back and try again for the show. So sorry about that, Sean. We have a lot of people who want to be on the show, so sometimes the list gets really long. But we're so glad you're back. So Sean, tell me how you did in the first time you were here.
Did
you win?
No.
But you were excited enough to want to come back. How's that?
Yes.
Yeah, you had fun?
Yes.
Oh, good. So we're glad to have Shan back. So Shan, tell me what you did over the summer. Did you go to India?
Yes. And I also went to Hawaii already.
All right. Was it hot or was it rainy?
Hot.
But did you have fun? You were in the water all the time?
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun. Okay, so let's go to our next contestant, Stuti. And Stuti, say hi.
Hi.
So, regular listeners will recognize her voice because she's one of our callers on the show, right? So, Stuti, I'm so happy to have you in the show. We always tell all our listeners to come be on the show, and she's actually done it. So, that's really exciting. So, Stuti, tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Stuti. I'm 7 years old, and I go to Burr Island Elementary School in Foster City.
Okay, and Stuti, what do you do for fun?
I play with my sister.
Okay, and Stuti has a twin sister, and she's in the studio with us today. Then meet Lippy. Say hi, Lippy.
Hi.
So, Lippy, tell me a little bit about yourself. You're obviously in the same school, but are you in the same class as your sister? Yeah, they're okay with that. They don't separate the twins. In our schools, they separate the twins because they want them to have their own friends. Yeah? So, is it fun, or are you always fighting with your sister?
I never play with her.
You never play with her?
Only sometimes.
So you have a separate group of friends?
Uh-huh.
And what do you do after school? What do you do for fun? Do you have? Mm. Do you go to any classes?
Mm.
Which classes?
Art.
Oh, you go. You like drawing, or is it painting?
Both.
Both. Okay. So Stuti and Lippy, your voices are very sweet, but you need to really speak into the mic so that all our listeners can hear you. Okay. So we've been doing a little bit of practice before we started the show, so that everybody knows how it works. So let me tell you again. If you think you know the answer, don't blurt it out. Just press your buzzer. And when the light lights up, each one of you has a separate light. So we'll know which one of you buzzed in first, and then I'll ask you to answer me. Okay? And Suti and Lippy, let me see. Say hi, Suti.
Hi.
And say hi, Lippy.
Hi.
Well, they have very similar voices, so I will be doing the identification for the listeners. So today's topics are cats, fruits, and kids' games. Okay, so are we ready? Our first topic is cats. Everybody, hand on their buzzer. We're getting ready for our first question. And kids at home, play along. And today, I think everybody is going to be having a lot of points. So do keep tally of your points. And when we go to our listener question, when you give me your answer, do let me know how you did. And if you did really well, you know what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to call you and ask you to come and be on the show. So that's the downside or upside of doing really well. Ready with the first question, cats category, first question. In the popular saying, how many lives are cats supposed to have? That would be
20.
Stuti. 20 lives, that is not correct, minus 5 for Stuti. Question passes to Lippy. How many lives are cats supposed to have?
12 to 15.
No, that's not correct either, minus 5. Question passes to Shan.
9
lives, 5 points to Shan. Girls get minus 5 each. Yes, cats are supposed to have 9 lives.
I thought the brown was 5.
Oh.
Yes, the white coins are 5 points and the red coins are 10 points.
Did you switch it?
Nope.
Oh.
Okay. Question number 2. What color is a witch's cat supposed to be? That would
black.
Be Stuti. Black. Very good. Stuti gets 5 points because she owes me 5.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 3. It's a saying, so you have to finish the saying. When the cat's away, the mice will take a guess. Uh-huh. That's Stuti. When the cat's away, the mice will
come.
No, that's not correct. 5 points from her. Question passes to Lippy.
Stay.
No, stay is not correct. She owes me 10 points now. Shan, question passes to you.
Pass.
When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Oh my.
Okay. Question number 4. Which cartoon cat has an enemy named Jerry? That would be
Tom and Jerry.
Correct. 10 points to Stuti.
No one's even gaining.
The good thing is that they're not dressed alike, so I'm having an easier time of it. Otherwise, I would be struggling. Okay, question number 5. You know, there is a saying, when you can't speak, the answer is going to be a part of the human body. Okay? And there's a saying, and I want you to tell me which part I'm referring to. Okay? When you can't speak or you have trouble speaking or trouble finding the right words, we say, cat got your what?
Tongue.
Tongue is right. 10 points to Shan. Cat got your tongue. Question number 6. Hands on the buzzers. And let me tell you, Stuti, that pressing like this is much faster. Okay? Who wrote the book, The Cat in the Hat? That would be Stuti.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. 10 points. So, she's... Lippy is the one who owes me 10. Okay.
We're naturally tied.
Question number 7. Name this cute cat created by Sanrio wearing a red bow. Cute white cat who wears a red bow. It's girls love this cat. Cute little cat created by the company called Sanrio. It wears a red bow. And you can see it in a lot of girls' clothes, bags, keychains. It's a Japanese cat.
We don't know.
No? Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty. Yes, Hello Kitty. She's a cute cat wearing a red bow. Question number 8.
I forgot.
What kind of cat does Alice find in Wonderland?
In which book?
You haven't read the book? Haven't seen the movie? What kind of cat does Alice find in Wonderland? And the kids don't know. It's the Cheshire Cat. The Cheshire Cat. Remember? First you see the cat's face and then you see the grin but not the cat. That's a funny thing about the cat in Wonderland. Okay. What is the largest breed of cat, including big cats? Which is the largest breed of cat, including big cats?
That.
Yes, pick one. 50% chance, Shan. Take a chance. What is the biggest breed of cat?
I'll be fine if I say it.
Yes. Yes.
Tiger.
Tiger is right. 10 points to Shan. Good guess. Okay, question number 10 and our last question in today's round. When a cat swishes its tail, what does it mean? When a cat swishes its tail, what is it supposed to mean?
He's happy.
Nope. That 5 points from Stuti. Question passes to Lippy. When a cat swishes its tail, that's a dog. When a dog wags its tail, it's happy. But when a cat swishes its tail, it's...
sad.
No. 5 points. So she owes me 15. Nashan?
I'll take a pass.
You take a pass. And the answer is annoyed or angry.
I was going to say that, but I thought I was going to be wrong. And I don't...
You should take a chance, Shan. Let this be a lesson. Okay, now we come to the listener question of our first round. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. It's a very simple question. There are more pet cats than pet dogs in the United States. True or false? More pet cats than pet dogs in the United States. True or false? So there are only two answers, true and false. And we have our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Anish.
Anish, and what do you think, Anish?
I think it's true.
Anish thinks it's true. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is false.
Gaurav says false. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishant. I have 60 points.
Awesome.
And my answer is, it's false.
Nishant thinks it's false. The question is...
Nishant.
What did I get?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Pooja from Foster City, and I think the answer is true.
Pooja thinks the answer is true, and Pooja is like from Foster City, just like our contestants in the studio, and I can tell that the kids in Foster City are really cute. Oh, they're cousins. No wonder your voices sound so similar. Well, why didn't you bring Pooja on the show with you today? That would have been fun. Yeah, next time. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Ashna.
Ashna, and answer is?
True.
Answer is true, says Ashna. Let's go to our next caller.
Hi,
you're on the air. Hello. Let's go to our next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Somi.
Somi.
And what's the question again? I forgot.
Is it true or false that there are more pet cats than pet dogs in the U.S.?
It's false.
Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
I am Ritam and I come from Fremont, California.
And tell me your name again.
Ritam.
Ritam. Is it H-R-I-T-A-M?
R-I-T-A-M.
R-I-T-A-M. And what's your answer, Ritam?
False.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is false.
Roshni says false. Okay, and I think one more call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya and the answer is true.
The answer is true, says Shreya. Do we have one more? Yeah, one more. Right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Juhi. I think the answer is false.
Juhi says the answer is false. And with that, we come to the end of our question, the 10 callers for the first round question. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we'll see what the correct answer was, who the winner is, and who the winners, no, not the winners, but how the kids in the studio are doing. So will you kids give me a big Jieja Sawal Kieja cheer? Jieja Sawal Kieja!
I am a safari kid. In my preschool days, I learned phonics, numbers, arts and craft, public speaking, reading, and poetry. After school, I do my homework, Vedic, math, spelling bee, and robotics. I love safari kids, and I know you will too.
With 11 locations in the Bay Area and 3 locations in Canada, Safari Kids offer customized preschool programs, Smart Cubs science program, and much more. Their after-school programs have chess, computers, Hindi and Spanish learning, and they also provide children with extra Safari Kid packets which are customized according to each child's needs. Do register for the gate and star testing preparation on weekends. Visit safarikidsca.com or call 510-324-1743.
Back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, here with our younger contestants, Shan, Stuti and Lippy. And before we see how they've been doing, let's find out what the answer of our first listener question was. The question was, There are more pet cats than pet dogs in the US, true or false? And surprisingly, the answer is true. So after kids who gave the correct answer, Lippy picked the right, picked one winner, and she's going to announce it on the air. Lippy, go ahead, mouth close to the mic.
The answer is Shreya.
The winner is Shreya. The winner is Shreya. Yay, let's call, give her a big round of applause. Shreya, you need to write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com with your name, address, and the question and the answer, and we'll get a prize to you right in a few minutes, in a few days, in a few days. Alright, so are we ready for our next category?
Yes.
Yes.
The next category is
Kids Game.
Kids Games, that's right.
That's your
and
idea.
Everybody before we get to the next category, we have to see how the kids in the studio are doing. Shan, how many points do you have?
I have 25 points.
Awesome. What about you, Stuti?
15.
And Lippy has negative 15 at this point. But don't worry about it, because we have two more rounds, 20 more questions, and the first round is no indication of how you'll end up doing in the quiz in the end, okay? All right. So, category is Kids Games. Everybody, hands on their buzzers. Be ready.
Yeah.
Yes, Sean, I can see, is very excited. First question. Name the game where everybody sits in a circle and you walk around tapping on each other's...
Duck, duck, goose.
Duck, duck, goose is right. 10 points to Shan. Good job. Buzz first. Buzz quick. This is... since all of you will know these answers, it will be a question of who buzzes in first. Question number two. Name the game in which players toss a small object into numbered spaces of a pattern of rectangles outlined on the ground.
Hopscotch.
Hopscotch is right. 10 points to Stuti. Good job.
Naturally, no matter what.
Question number three. What is the game in which two or more players must pass a ball to one another while a player in the middle attempts to intercept it?
Monkey in the middle.
She knew it, but Suti buzzed in first. Monkey in the middle, 10 points. Good job.
We're tied.
Question number four. One player is chosen as it. This player closes their eyes and tries to find and tag the other players without... that is not correct. I'm not done with the question yet. The player who is it shouts out the first name of a famous explorer, and the other players must respond by shouting the last name.
Marco Polo.
Marco Polo is right. Very good. 5 points to Shan. Question number five. Name this hand game usually played by two people where players simultaneously form one of three shapes with an outstretched hand. Name this hand game usually played by two people where players simultaneously form one of three shapes with an outstretched hand. Oh, you must have played this game so many times.
I don't even remember doing anything like
that. Okay, imagine the scenario. You and your friend are fighting to see who gets control of the remote. You decide to play this game to decide. So both of you play this game where both of you put out your hand and make a shape. What game is that?
Arm wrestling?
Arm wrestling? No, that's not correct. 5 points from Suti, but kudos for guessing. Question passes to Lippy. Lippy, any guesses?
Pass.
Question passes to Shan.
Wait a second. How many points do you get if you get a wrong?
-5.
Pass.
Shan is really protective of his points. Okay. Now that you're passed, what's your guess?
What?
Now that you're passed, I won't penalize you because I won't give you points either. So tell me what your guess was. You wanted to guess?
What was the question again?
Name the hand game.
I remember. My guess was rock, paper, scissors.
And it would have been correct.
Oh, man.
See? Take risks.
Darn it.
Question number six.
I could have gone in front.
One player takes the role of the leader in the game and issues instructions, usually physical actions such as jump in the air or stick out your tongue.
Simon says.
It was Lippy, Suti first, so she gets 10 points.
What was the answer?
Just buzz in first.
What was the answer?
Simon Says.
Oh.
Simon Says.
Hello.
Name this paper and pencil game using X's and O's.
Tic-tac-toe.
Yes. Good job, Lippy. Finally, she beat the buzzer. So she's still -5. Okay.
Yeah, she got -5.
That's okay. She's digging herself out of the hole. Good job. Question number 8. This game is usually played with babies, where the mom or dad hide their face behind their hands and...
Peek-a-boo.
Oh, that would be Lippy first. You need... Suti first. Lippy, you need to keep your hands and buzz in faster than your sister. She's a little bit faster. 10 points to Stuti.
Oh, man, we're tied.
Okay, question number 9. Don't worry, we have one more category to go.
No, she's winning.
Question number 9. What is this popular playground game where you try to hit others with a ball but can't get hit yourself or you'll be out?
What? Dodgeball.
Dodgeball is right. 10 points to Shan.
We're done?
Question number 10.
Oh, last one.
Last one. This game is usually played on long car drives where one person spots something and the other players have to find it.
I spy.
That's right. You're not buzzing in fast enough, Lippy. Suti gets 10 points.
And she's winning.
With that, we come to the end of our second round. Time for our listener question. Okay. This name the card game where the objective is to not get stuck with one particular card at the end of the game. Name this card game where the objective is not to get stuck with one particular card at the end of the game. 510-770-1550. It's our listener question. Name this card game where the objective is to not get stuck with one particular card at the end of the game. Oh, there we have our first caller.
I already know the answer.
I know, but you're not allowed to answer it. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Gaurav from Process City, and the answer is Blackjack.
Blackjack? Cool, Gaurav, thank you. And by the way, do you know Gaurav also? Since Foster City, everybody seems to know each other. No, okay. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
My name's Nitya, and the card game is Old Maid.
Nityan. Nityan or Nitya?
What?
Is it Nityan or Nitya?
Nitya.
Nitya. Okay, thank you, Nitya. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? I'm not hearing you. Please try again. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sean, and I think the answer is Blackjack, isn't it?
Sean also says Blackjack like Gaurav. We're talking about kids' games, remember. Hi, you're on... Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Uno.
Uno. Thank you, Pooja. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush.
Ayush?
Yeah.
And the answer, Ayush?
I think the answer is Blackjack.
Ayush also says Blackjack. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishant. In total, I have 140 points. And in the second round, I have 80 points. And the answer is poker.
Answer is poker. Wow. I'm getting all kinds of games. If kids are playing poker these days, we're in trouble. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Shomi. And the answer is Old Maid.
Thank you, Shomi. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Ambrish, and I think the answer is Old Maid.
Ambrish says Old Maid. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Who's on the line? You're on the air now.
My name is Arpita, and I think the answer is Old Maid.
Thank you, Arpita. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is Uno.
Is that Anya? Is your name?
Avnor.
Oh, Avnor. Okay, thank you, Avnor. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kirtana, and the answer is Old Maid.
Thank you, Kirtana, and our last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Asmita, and I think the answer is Old Maid.
Is that Asmita? Did I get that right?
Yes, Asmita.
Asmita. Okay, perfect. Good time to take the break. So our question was, name the card game where the objective is not to get stuck with one particular card at the end of the game. And we had some really diverse answers there. We had poker, we had blackjack. Actually, I'm not even sure, but remember that I was asking for a kids game. And hopefully you're not playing blackjack or poker when you're that young. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, all the answers, the winners, blah, blah, blah. Jeja. Sawal kiya jaa.
I am a safari kid. In my preschool days, I learned phonics, numbers, arts and craft, public speaking, reading, and poetry. After school, I do my homework, Vedic math, spelling bee, and robotics. I love safari kids, and I know you will too.
With 11 locations in the Bay Area and 3 locations in Canada, Safari Kids offer customized preschool programs, Smart Cubs science program, and much more. Their after-school programs have chess, computers, Hindi and Spanish learning, and they also provide children with extra Safari Kid packets which are customized according to each child's needs. Do register for the gate and star testing preparation on weekends. Visit safarikidsca.com or call 510-324-1743.
Hello.
As you can see, our kids are having a lot of fun in the studio. So if you've been thinking about coming and participating on the show, don't hesitate. The kids always have a blast here. Win, lose, go home. They have so much fun and they always want to come back. So if you've been thinking, don't hesitate. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and we'll find a place for you. One thing I did notice is the registration form still working on the Safari Kids CA site? Miss Anu is here and she's going to tell us.
Yeah, it is working.
Just send an email to safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and we will definitely get you on the show. So what was the answer of the second listener question? The second listener question was, name the card game where the objective is not to get stuck with one particular card at the end of the game, and the answer was Old Maid. You don't want to get stuck with the Old Maid card at the end of the game. I don't play a lot of poker or blackjack, but I'm pretty sure that this rule doesn't apply in those games. But even if they did, they're not grown up, they're not kids games, so they don't qualify. So the answer is Old Maid, and from the winners, Stuti this time has picked our winner from the listeners. She's picked the winner. So go for it, Stuti. Announce who the winner is.
The winner is Nitya.
Nitya, yay. Let's give Nitya a big round of applause. Good job, Nitya. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com with all the information and we'll get your prize to you. Let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Shan, how many points do you have?
I have 50 points.
50 points. Stuti, how many points do you have?
I have 55 points.
Ooh, that's close. What about you, Lippy? Lippy has minus 5. She answered one question right, so she's back, almost back in the positive. But you know what? This round is your turn to show what you can do, because I know you know a lot of the answers. Buzz in first. And we go to our last category for today's show, which is the fruits. Fruits. And our first question, hand on buzzers, be ready.
Okay. Yeah.
Which fruit is the snake supposed to have given Eve and Adam in the Garden of Eden? Did Eve eat in the Garden of Eden?
Okay, you're saying like a tongue twister.
Which fruit is associated with the Garden of Eden story, the Adam and Eve story?
Okay, I have no idea.
No idea. Nobody has an idea. No. It's the apple.
Oh.
It's the apple. Okay, question number 2.
What?
Which large summer fruit has been grown in a cube form in Japan? That should be a clue, yes.
Peach.
No, that is not correct. Peach isn't that large. I'm talking about a really large summer fruit. Question passes to Lippy. A large summer fruit. It's been grown in a cube form. It's not normally in a cube, obviously.
Mango?
Nope, that's not correct either. Minus 5, but I applaud you for taking the chance. Shan, what about you? Guess, you got enough points.
No. I'll just think if I even have a guess. Pass.
It's a watermelon. It's a large summer fruit. All right.
Yeah.
Question number 3.
I didn't have a guess.
Which fruit is typically used to make wine?
Grape
is right. Woohoo!
She's
back.
You're 5.
All right. Question number 5. That was Lippy, by the way. Question number 5. Name a fruit that has seeds on the outside.
Strawberry
is very good, Stuti. 10 points.
Darn it.
Question number 6. A pluot is a hybrid fruit made of which two fruits? A pluot.
What's a pluot?
Pluot. It's a hybrid fruit made of which two fruits?
I don't know.
Pluot. P-L-U-O-T. Yes.
Plum.
And what's the other fruit? Plum and ot.
You just said the answer.
Ot, I said. What's the other fruit? No? Half points to her. 5 points to to Lippy. And then question passes to Shan. Plum.
What's the question again?
Question is, a pluot is a dried form. Oh, no, sorry. A pluot is a hybrid fruit made of which two fruits? You already have half the answer.
I know, I'm trying to think of the other.
Okay, question passes to Stuti. Plum and?
Okay, we give up.
Apricot,
5 points to Stuti. Good job, 5 points. Plum and apricot.
So getting it.
Question number 6. A prune is a dried form of which fruit? A prune is a dried form of which fruit? Have you eaten prunes? They're yummy. Plus they're good for you. Prune is a dried form of which fruit? Like raisins are dried forms of grapes, right?
Yeah, they're
prunes are dried forms of
which
fruit?
They're actually the same. Grapes will just without the water.
Dried form. Yes, exactly, Shan. A prune is a dried form of a plum.
We give up.
A plum. I told you the answer. Question number 7. Which state in the United States grows the most oranges?
Which what?
State.
Buzz. Florida?
Florida is right. 10 points. Good job. Florida. Which fruit tree was George Washington supposed to have chopped down?
Wait a second, what?
You know the story with George Washington where he goes to his father and says, I cannot tell a lie. I chopped down. Which tree? It's also a tree that the city of Washington, D.C. is famous for.
Well, I remember reading the book. I just forgot because I read it at the very beginning of second grade.
See, very beginning of second grade. Second graders, come on, you got to tell me. Which fruit tree is George Washington supposed to have chopped down? Cherry tree. Cherry tree. Okay, question number 9. Which green fruit is used to make guacamole? That would be Stuti.
Guava?
No, that is not correct. 5 points from Stuti goes to Lippy.
And I'm happy.
Which green fruit is used to make guacamole? God. Have you eaten guacamole?
I've got 60.
With nachos?
Guac.
Any guesses?
Guac.
No. Question passes to Shan.
Wait a second, what? What's
which green fruit is used to make guacamole? Michael is in splits.
Pass.
The answer is avocado. Avocado.
Yay. I just didn't
wow, you kids. Answer. Are you eating your fruits and vegetables?
Well, yeah, I'm just not eating guacamole.
Question number 10. The name of this yellow fruit comes from an Arab word meaning finger.
Banana?
Banana is right. Very good, Stuti. 10 points.
Oh, I did it too late.
Yeah. And we come to that's the end. Last question. Whoa, okay. We have only 5 minutes and we have to get our listeners in the picture. Last listener question of our episode for today, and that's in the fruit category. And Shan, you are done. So let's get our last listener question in. Our call in number is 510-770-1550. Here's the question. What is the most eaten fruit in the world? What is the most eaten fruit in the world? Eaten directly, not processed. Because there is another fruit that technically could be that answer. But what is the most eaten fruit in the world? And we already have a caller. Okay, let's go. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
My name is Aditya. And I think the most eaten fruit in the world is the banana.
Banana, says Aditya. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kiran, and I think the most eaten fruit is tomato.
Kiran says tomato. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kirtana. I think the answer is banana.
Kirtana also says banana. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Nitya, and I think the most eaten fruit is cherries.
Nitya thinks it's cherries. We're getting all sorts of different answers. So I think you guys are going to be very surprised when I tell you the actual answer. Let's go to hello. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm Sean. And is the answer tomato?
Sean thinks it's tomato. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav from Hossa City. And the answer is banana.
Gaurav also says banana. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and I think the answer is banana.
Ayush also says banana. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Shomi. I think the answer is apples.
Shomi thinks it's apples. Okay, we have one more entry in the fruit guessing. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Is anybody on the other end of the line? No, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello. Yes, tell me
Hello,
your name.
My name is Ankita.
Ankita, and your answer, Ankita?
It's an apple.
Ankita thinks it's apples. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nisha, and the most fruit eaten in the world is mango.
Nisha says mango. Let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishant, and the answer is the banana.
Nishant thinks it's a banana. Okay, thank you, Nishant. Do we have, Michael, I'll go till we have time, because we have so many diverse answers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is mango.
Pooja thinks it's mango. Let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Last call. Last one for today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Atmi, and I think the most eaten fruit is apple.
Thank you, Ashni. Ashni, did I get that right?
Atmi.
Spell it.
Atmi.
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 Atmi. Okay, thank you, Atmi. Okay, and I think that's it. We have to take a break, right? Well, let's take that last caller. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
My name is Shiraj, and the top food is apple.
Apple. Okay, so that's our last caller for today. We're going to take a very quick break so we can come back and see who won in the studio and who won our last listener question, and the answer is going to surprise you. So let's take a break. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
I am a safari kid. In my preschool days, I learned phonics, numbers, arts and craft, public speaking, reading, and poetry. After school, I do my homework, Vedic math, spelling bee, and robotics. I love safari kids, and I know you will too.
With 11 locations in the Bay Area and 3 locations in Canada, Safari Kids offer customized preschool programs, Smart Cubs science program, and much more. Their after-school programs have chess, computers, Hindi and Spanish learning, and they also provide children with extra Safari Kid packets which are customized according to each child's needs. Do register for the gate and star testing preparation on weekends. Visit safarikidca.com or call
510-324-1743.
ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ ਸਾਡੀ ਗਲੀ ਆ ਜਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ ਸਾਡੀ ਗਲੀ ਆ ਜਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹੋਗਾ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਫੇਰਾ ਸਾਡੀ ਗਲੀ ਆ ਜਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ ਸਾਡੀ ਗਲੀ ਆ ਜਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ ਸਾਡੀ ਗਲੀ ਆ ਜਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹੋ
back, and coming to the end of our very exciting episode for today, and let's first go to our listener question, which is the most eaten fruit in the world. I wanted to be very specific because I don't mean a fruit that's made into sauce or ketchup or processed in any way, but the ones that are eaten by people. And the answer is mango. The mango is the answer because I suspect India, the Indian population, has something to do with it. Because I was also surprised when I found out that answer. I really thought it would be bananas as well, but it's not. It's mango. And so we had only two correct answers to choose from, and Shan did the picking. So Shan, go ahead and announce the winner.
The winner is Pooja.
Pooja, we have a Foster City winner. Woohoo! That's very appropriate since two of our contestants are from Foster City as well. So that was lucky for Pooja and lucky for the girls in the studio.
And I even let her win.
Oh, you let her win? How did you let her win?
Because I saw the way you actually did it.
Not a fair pick. Anyway, we'll let that go since there were only two answers and Sean is going to tell us how many points he has.
Okay. I have 60 points.
And Stuti, how many points do you have?
I have 70 points.
Woohoo! So we have a winner because Libby is managed to dig herself out of the hole but has 0 points at this point, right?
Yeah.
All right, Stuti and Libby, so well, you're twins. So you one winning is the same as the other winning. So that's awesome. Give another big round of applause for Stuti. Woohoo! And Shan, you did much better than you did the first time, right?
Yes,
and you should have taken the few risks because you knew the answer to rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, and
you
I could have been tied with her then.
I know.
I could have won.
You could
because
have won.
Of that tiger one.
Yes, there you go. So, take chances. That's the moral of today's episode, I guess. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. Pooja, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And safariquizshow@gmail.com is the place to write to as well if you want to participate on the show. And we'll help you with that. Just write to us. And the show was produced by Michael and Anu. And the theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja, Savaki! Jieja!